for no tax.
If you love me, you gotta help me pass this bill.
That's a little snapshot into the president's agenda this week, traveling to different parts of the country, starting off with Ohio, then heading down south, trying to get the people to get behind his jobs plan while the Republicans push back. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this little old show. John Boehner, the House Speaker, was probably the most vocal, and in his position, he should be, right? He sums it up this way. He says America needs to liberate the economy from the shackles of Washington, and he's pushing for sweeping changes in tax code, entitlement reform, and, of course, the big one, less government regulation. The Republicans say the key to jumpstarting the economy is to get government out of the way and let the private sector roll, and that will produce job growth. So he's not the only one who thinks that. And looking at now some of the polls, because if you've never listened to the show before, I'm a poll princess. It's interesting to look at the various polls, because anymore you could call it something that slants conservative, something that slants liberal, something that's in between. And boy, they're looking more and more alike. That should tell you something, that people are just fed up, obviously. And in this last poll that I happen to see, less than half of the people are backing the president's jobs plan. That's why he's trying to find some love on the road. So they're not completely, according to the poll, rejecting the plan, but they're not embracing it either. There's two new polls. So let me tell you about them quickly. A CNN opinion research poll, this was what they showed, that the public favors the plan 43% to 35%. Gallup has the numbers at 45% in favor, 32% opposed. But the numbers show that maybe the people haven't completely written off some of the economic ideas. However, they're not completely embracing it either. A CNN poll that was part of that showed that he is trusted more than the Republicans to deal with the economy. Are you surprised by that one? 46 to 37%. And here's one we already all know. If you're barreling down the highway, coming out of your job at the plant, you know who you guys are. I love you guys down there in Kentucky. Or you're rolling a big rig across the nation, or you just started delivering papers, it's your second job, or maybe it's your main source of income. You know exactly what I'm talking about. This poll, the Bloomberg poll, ranks unemployment and jobs as more important than government spending and deficit. And of course, because how many people live in America? How many people aren't filthy, stinking rich? It must be nice to have the spoon passed down. Because one thing they're not worried about is money. They've got gold in the bank to back them up. They have a legacy. But if you're somewhere stuck in the middle, you're stuck. You're stuck. And that is why, of course, do we have to hit people over the head with it? Of course, people are scared to death of getting unemployed, and people who are unemployed are scared to death of not being able to find a job. So jobs have eclipsed everything else. We have a slew of other problems that need to be attacked, but nobody wants to talk about them right now. This is absolutely what paves the road to the White House. But will the same man occupying the White House be there in 2012, or at the end of 2012, heading into the January inauguration, or will it be somebody else? And who is that somebody else? Could it be Rick Perry, the governor of Texas? His face is on the latest cover of Time magazine. He answers a lot of questions about being the governor of Texas and some of the things that he decided on there. And he actually handled some of the tougher questions pretty well, I thought. and really with the Tea Party, it's kind of split as to who's backing whom at this point. But remember, the Tea Party doesn't completely make up the Republican Party. There are other groups or factions, if you will, that are part of the GOP. So I say it's too early to call it, too early to call that election. We had something come up on the show, thanks to Rick in Illinois. He was talking about this new book that drops on Sarah Palin. And now that some of the tidbits have been released, saying that she did cocaine and she fooled around with a basketball player, her husband, Todd Palin, you don't really hear too much about him. I mean, you see him and stuff, but he's not. And, of course, in her reality show, he was there. But he's not really the vocal one. He's more in the background doing whatever his own thing is. Now he's come out swinging and saying that the guy who wrote the book, Joe McGinnis, has been stalking his family to the point of moving in right next door to harass and spy on them because of his creepy obsession with my wife. And he said, this is Todd Palin, his book is full of disgusting lies, innuendo, and smears. Even the New York Times called this book dated and petty, and that it chases caustic, unsubstantiated gossip. And Sarah Palin says she wonders what kind of material he'll gather while overlooking Piper's bedroom, my little garden, and the family swimming hole. So the book repeats allegations that were first published about Sarah Palin in the National Enquirer, that she had an affair with Brad Hansen, Palin's former business partner, and, you know, some other things. Hansen denies it. He comes out again and again and again and says, look, we're good friends. And for many years, we owned property together. We had businesses together. So this is a shameful thing. These people are only out to destroy good people, and they're trying to make some money. Sounds like, what's his name? The Fresh Prince, who recently came under fire because his wife was supposedly fooling around with Mark Anthony, who's married to J-Lo, and they said it's ridiculous, we're all friends. But here's what happens. If they want to, they can go for the jugular. If truly what he's saying and they feel like it's worth it, they could go after him for defamation. They could do that. Will they do that, you know, remains to be seen if they even decide to go there. Because sometimes people, if truly what he's saying is a bunch of crap, some people will just say forget it and it costs too much money and drag it through the court system, just ignore whatever is in the book. But what I'm more curious about, because some of you really like Sarah Palin, some of you don't really care, and some of you don't really care for her. She's definitely a polarizing figure. Is how many of these books will he sell? So when this book is fully out, are people going to race to get it, or is it just a stagnant book that sits there on the ebook shelf, if you will? I think my money's on, I think it's going to be pretty stagnant. I don't think people are going to buy that book. Hey, I'll tell you what we're selling next here on America Tonight. Oh, yeah. Nail the Score coming up round the bend here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, I know you're out there. You've been waiting for this all night long, and finally we have it. The moment when Donovan Madsen throws out his back, trying to push the supercomputer down the hallway where he can actually press the button to reveal what game will be the game of the week on Nail the Score. Let her rip, Donovan. Well, how about that? Guess what the game of the week is? The Eagles and Atlanta. You have Michael Vick returning to Atlanta in an Eagles uniform, a much different life than when he was in Hotlanta, and some years have passed. Be interesting to see how the fans react, whether there's boos or I'm assuming there'll be some signs or whatever. But he's going to be wearing an Eagles jersey, and of course he's a signal caller now for Philadelphia to the tune of $100 million. I was watching the Fox pregame show, if you will, the setup, you know, the NFL show in the morning, and I was listening to Terry Bradshaw talk about the salary and how crazy that is, $100 million, because you have all these other guys who are proven quarterbacks, so why should someone like Vic get that kind of money? And the answer is because they would pay him. They would pay him, and they did. It reminds me, his saga, although a little different, you're talking about dogs and what happened there and going to jail versus, remember, Iron Mike Tyson, who, boy, could that guy, in a dark alley in his heyday, would you have wanted to meet him if he threw a couple of combinations at you? And the answer is no. He was something to watch in his early days, and of course, you know, all the problems he had, and then was convicted of rape. Did jail time, came out, and he got $100 million to fight exclusively for MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Go figure. But that is the game of the week in Nail the Score. This is how it works if you just tuned in and I'm not beating somebody up about taxes or talking about the outrageous deficit or the jobless rate or a gazillion other things that is buzzing around in our own heads here in this country. We each and every week, what we do is we pick the game of the week, which you just heard. The computer picks it, to be fair. And you call in and you guess what you think the final score will be. So it, you don't have to know anything about football. You could say 27-17, 21-7, 45-18, whatever numbers you want to pick. I mean, really nothing's out of bounds, because if you think, oh, something's sky high, we've seen sky high scores. Or if you think something's too low, we've seen really low scores. And we can analyze the game, you know, forwards and backwards. But in the end, I kind of am living now by the saying paralysis by too much analysis. And I do have to think this. In looking at what Philadelphia did last week, shaky first start, you know, first couple of series. But coming back to Atlanta and being in the situation he is with some of the receivers that he has and how the Eagles have the ability to move the chains, I'm going to say that trend will continue for Philly. And I think Philly wins this one, I don't know, pretty handily, I'm going to say. I think that in the end, the Eagles, let's see, Eagles 24, Hotlanta, or Atlanta Falcons, I'm going to say 14. So maybe too low scoring of a game. I don't know. Some other people might go for a higher score. There's a hint. But that's my guess. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I'll throw out the digits a bunch throughout this hour. I know we're shifting gears on you, and some of you thought we were doing it on Wednesday. It's always going to be on Thursday like it was in the past. It was just because we had that one early game that we moved it so that it would be, to be fair, to keep it on the same night. If you're listening to me and you don't get to the phone but you want to come up with a guess and you're watching me on Pal Talk, or you can go to americatonight.net and throw out some numbers, and we'll put those numbers down, and you own that score, because that's the other way this works. Nobody can have the same score that you can have. Somebody asked me about that last week, so don't worry about that. And if you say my guess, that's okay, too. You can take my guess, since I'm not eligible to nail the score. Philly, by the way, is favored by 3 points in this game. 3 points. So the odds makers, with Atlanta having some home field advantage, right, and coming off of the first loss, they're looking for this to be pretty tight and Matt Ryan to have a decent game. And actually Matt Ryan, who didn't have any touchdowns last time out, did throw for 319 yards. But I'm going with the Vic factor. Let's go to Dr. E. He gets the first crack at this. Hey, Dr. E.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. On the road again. I'm going home.
Good for you. That means you're close to pillow time and you can crash.
Yep. I heard you earlier. I'd say all us Kentucky boys love you, too.
Oh, thank you. That's sweet.
Yeah. So, let's see. Let's go with Philadelphia 27-24.
Ooh, all right. So you're right on line with what they're saying is going to happen. 27-24 Philly. Good choice, Dr. E, because I think Philly wins this.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah,
we'll see. Good homecoming for Vic.
I think so, yeah. It's got so many fans, so many people still do like him, as much as there might be some boos. He's got family and all kinds of other people. His posse is down. They're all going to come out there for him. Hey, enjoy the games this weekend.
Okay, Kate. You have a great weekend.
All right. You too. 800-259-5791. Chrome Dome sent this one in through the website, americatonight.net. Click on the email. And what he says is, Kate, you are such a homer for the Eagles. I'm telling you, I'm going for the Falcons just because of that. I say the Falcons win this one 29-14. 29-14. That's an interesting guess. How about Rick in Illinois? Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, did you check up on that? I told you that last night.
I did. I've been talking about it. You were right. And the Palins are saying it's a bunch of crap. And Todd Palin's defending his wife, saying the guy's a nutball. And,
well, her husband's saying it, but she's not denying none of it. So it must be true. But she is snowboarding, snowmobiling a whole new meaning now.
Ooh.
She's out to dinner cocaine.
Ooh. That's a frosty
comment. So this is the battle of the birds, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I got Philadelphia Eagles 31, Falcons 14.
All right, on my Philly bandwagon, 31-14. That's more than covering the spread, all right.
Yeah, they won't be able to contain him. He's too quick, too fast. He'll be running all over the field.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think he's too quick and too fast. I don't see that happening. I agree.
No, he's too dangerous.
Yep. Yep.
Okay,
yep.
You take care and keep up on your protege and let us know what's going on.
Thank you, my protege. So, thanks. Vic is getting ready to face he's getting ready to face Atlanta for the second time since being released, by the way, from prison. Remember, this is 2 years ago. He was just getting started on the road to being the reclamation project when he returned to Atlanta, and he was the backup quarterback then. And of course, now he's the man. So I think that this is Vic's. How about this? I think this is Vic's game to lose. I think this is what's going to happen here and how it's going to unfold. And especially as I mentioned, the Eagles have an explosive offense, you know, behind Vic. And whether they're moving the ball on the ground, which is probably what's going to happen here, LeSean McCoy will most likely help to move those chains somewhat, or whether he's going in the air. I think that there's the chance for a very, very big, big, big game. I was cautious in my guess, 24-14, unlike Rick, who's thinking of a bigger spread. But I don't see how this isn't one they're going to dump. 800-259-5791. We'll take more calls. Light them up fast, because once we hit the top of the hour, that's it. No more guesses. And also, we'll check the email and Pal Talk as well. You guys can jump in on this action. Stay with us.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of OpsGear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. 'Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on,
all right, welcome all you third shifters. From the ditch diggers to the nurses, to the janitors, to the newspaper deliverers, to the insomniacs, and the rest of this wild bunch of folks wide awake in the wee hours to be part of the overnight highway. And certainly for this show on Thursdays, a reminder, we do this thing called Nail the Score to veer away from all the stuff that makes us want to have a heart attack every day of our lives. And it's the nonsense emanating, of course, out of the Capitol and affecting you in your own backyard. Because I think the nation is more frustrated than I've ever seen or heard, including from the time when I was a kid sitting at the dinner table and people would be talking about politics much before I knew what was going on, in a way before I knew what was going on. And I don't remember everybody exploding in 20 different directions. And now that's what's happened. So we're talking a little NFL because certainly nobody gets upset over that. The game of the week is the Eagles going to Atlanta. What do you think happens in this one? You just have to throw out a numerical guess. 800-259-5791. Here's one from Hank the Hammer, who says, Kate, I think there's no doubt that the Eagles are going to put a hurting on Atlanta. It's a question of what the final score will be. My guess is the same as yours, so I'm going to steal it from you. 24 to 14. And because I stole it, I'm going to buy a copy of your new book. I just happened to see it on the website. What's it called again? You think he's going to remember to get the book when he doesn't know the name of it? It is Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. And you can get it on Amazon.com. It's just 10 bucks, and it's all about the great game of football and Major League Baseball, NBA, everything that you can imagine in sports, mingled in with some interesting facts, boosting your sports IQ. It was fun. It was fun writing it, so thanks for that. I'm going to look to see if he actually buys it. Let's go to Ken in Connecticut. Hey, Ken, thanks for hanging. What do you think happens in this game?
I'm going to go with Atlanta, 27-24. I don't think Atlanta went 13-3 by a fluke last year, because they got Roddy White, they got addition of Julius Jones, and they got Michael Turner in the backfield. I think they got a lot of weapons, and the Eagles better be ready for them.
All right, so you're a contrarian, but I like that, because the odds makers say 3 points, and you gave some good reasons why. Turner's one of them for sure, and that Ryan. I like Ryan. I like this kid coming out of college, although my pick is the Eagles. Ken, good luck.
And also, Mr. Ryan's only lost 2 games down there.
Yeah. Oh, he's good. There's no question about it. I agree. There you go, Ken, backing up his stuff. He thinks it flips the other way. And is there a home factor there? I mean, is there sure Vic gets the contract? Is the Eagles comes down there? They don't care about all that stuff. And I don't know. That's 2 years ago. He came in as the backup guy. Now he's coming in as the lead guy. And, of course, it's a great storyline for anybody covering the NFL or any of the scribes who are traveling with a team or are in Atlanta or they're in Philly or whatever, but for the guys themselves, not so much. It's just about pulling out the W, because with football, as you all know, it's so compact. You have 17 games, and then you're in the playoffs, so this is week two, and the idea is you got to put some of these wins together early on, or you're going to pay for it in the end, and that's not lost on Atlanta, since they came out of the gate with a loss. 800-259-5791. Here we go back to Connecticut again. Hey, Sam.
Hello.
Hello, Sam. Are you pulling for Atlanta in this one, or what do you think, Philly?
No, I'm going for Atlanta.
Okay, what's the score?
The score is going to be 31-24, Atlanta.
31-24. Sam, my friend, you are locked and loaded. Good luck.
Thank you.
34-24. All right, let's go to a couple of emails. I want to make sure I squeeze them in, because I know there's concerns about whether or not I got the email. Here's one from, Here's one from Michael in Vermont. Michael in Vermont says, Kate, interesting that this is an Eagles game on the road, tight line. I got to pick the Eagles in this one. I agree with you, but I think it's going to be a very, very close game. I think you're looking at a score of 38-35. Ooh, 38-35. I got to add up those points and figure out how that's coming down. 38-35. All right, you own that score. There's no doubt. Let's see. Here's another one. Let's go to Joe that says, here, Joe, nail the score. All right, my first time to try to nail the score. At first, I wasn't really sure what you were doing, and then I listened for a few minutes. I kind of like this idea. How easy is it to nail the score? ? Here's my guess. Atlanta, I'm going to go to the other side. I think Atlanta wins this one 17-3, and it's a humiliating return in the lead role for Michael Vick. Yeah, how hard is it to nail the score? Very. We had one person, Chris in Connecticut, who nailed the score and cleaned out the prize closet when she did it. I think now it's been 2 years, but it's a tough thing to do. It would seem that it would be easy. You know, it's kind of like when you get a lottery ticket and you look at the numbers and you say, well, there's only that many numbers, and somebody has to string them together eventually, right? Why can't it be me? Why don't I pick them in order? So It is tough. It is tough to do it, but randomly, that's why I say random numbers. You just don't know what's going to happen. You could end up winning. It depends on the points. It does make it interesting to watch the games. And as we get closer to the tail end of the season, we might have another special contest related to nail the score. But for now, this is pretty simple, straightforward. Computer picks the game. You just give us your numbers guess, kind of like playing Keno. You know, when you're sitting there at 4 in the morning and you're in Las Vegas and it's the first time you've been there and you're there at the Chinese buffet and you see all these numbers popping up like it's a bingo hall and you're trying to figure out what's going on with that thing. Well, that's Keno. And then you try to figure out, well, let me get one of those cards. And you start filling in the numbers and they start popping up. I don't really get the Keno thing. I mean, I get that how to do it, but a lot of people, it's cheap, and they sit there eating, and they're doing it, and I don't get that. I don't get the filling out the numbers for that particular game. I say go to the penny slots instead, because you can just sit there and just all night long and go with the pennies. 800-259-5791. Here's one from Dangerous Dan. Dangerous Dan says, I like this game. I like this concept. I have to tell you, I believe Philadelphia wins this one running away. Boo-hoo for all those Atlanta fans. They are wrong. Here's what I think the final outcome is. Kate, ultimately, Atlanta wins it 38 to 17. All right, 38-17. Boy, I think he kind of mixed up what he was saying there. But okay, I'm writing it down. Maybe I'm confused. We've got you in there. Also, Jack from Down Under, I don't want him to think that we've forgotten him. He's part of Pal Talk. If you go to americatonight.net, if you're home, you go to the website, you'll see we have a little webcam set up. Nothing incredibly exciting in the background. You know, I'm just in a little studio and you can see an exercise bike off in the distance. You can see an America Tonight banner and then some other fodder for you. Eventually we'll make that a little more interactive. Maybe we'll have dancing Budweiser people or who knows, somebody performing in the background. Maybe we'll get Cirque du Soleil in here, or maybe we'll have a change of hats and a change of scenery. Wouldn't that be pretty cool if we did that? It's with technology, you know, anything is possible. The rest of the week, it's interesting that that game came up on the computer, because when I looked at the, you know, when I was looking at the games myself, I'm in a pool, of course, no gambling, but I'm in one of those CBS things, and when I was looking at the games, that's not a bad game, but I like the Chicago New Orleans game. I know I'll be watching that one. I think that's going to be a tough one to pick. And I also think the Monday night game is pretty interesting. St. Louis and the Giants. You think of how humiliated the Giants were the first week. What happens now in week two? Are the Rams for real, or do the Giants, who to me look like they're off the rails, do the Giants take that one? I think that may be one of the tougher games to predict. It depends on how much of a beating you think that the Giants took last week and carry into that, how wounded they are, I guess, and how much you believe in what the Rams are doing. Both teams looking for their first win. It's good because it's that Monday night game, like I said. So you've got Sam Bradford, the youngster, against Eli Manning, who has won Super Bowl to his credit. But that wasn't the game of the week. The game of the week is the Eagles and Atlanta. 800-259-5791. Light them up.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. The missiles down. One more time. Fantasy. Metal drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
We're back at it again, nailing the score. In case you just tuned in, I know you'd like to nail a few politicians, but down boy for a few moments anyway. Here's a scoop. We rolled out the computer, and the computer picked the game of the week to be the Philadelphia Eagles traveling to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. So it's a battle of the birds. Who do you like? You don't have to know anything about football. Don't be shy. You can dial these digits, 800-259-5791, and give me your guess. Any guess is good because you can analyze it. You can know football, but a lot of times that doesn't matter. It's like at the poker table when you sit down, you have a newbie there. They don't really understand the rules of Texas Hold'em, but, boy, they sure know how to pick up the pots. Have you ever been on the losing end of that? Or when you go and circle numbers on a lottery ticket, because the lottery's pretty high, so you decide, I never do that, but I'm going to throw in a buck or two. And so you're just throwing out numbers. You're guessing what numbers you think, and you're circling the numbers. That's it. But this time, there's only two. My guess was 24-14, and there have been a slew of others, a lot of them through email, Pal Talk, you can get on that way too. And, of course, a few others have called in. Just spread the word. Thursday night, third hour, as we confused a few people and didn't do it on Wednesday. So Thursday night is the normal time, really Friday morning, the third hour of the show. And you can send in, like several have done, you can send in your guesses through the email. You just go to the website, americatonight.net, click on email, boom, you're in. Or go to Pal Talk, get on Pal Talk, and you can chat there and just throw your numerical guess on that way, or, of course, the other way where you dial the digits. And you can only do it till the top of the hour. Here's one from Mark McDonald. Ooh, I like that name. Double M, M&M. Wonder what his nickname is, because he says Mark McDonald. Maybe he doesn't have a nickname. Mark McDonald writes this. This is a tough game that the computer, picked this week. I don't know. This is tough. I've been wrestling with it. I was going to call, but I've been wrestling with what team I would pick. And my gut, for some reason, is telling me to pick Kate Atlanta. So I really want to go with your Eagles, but I got to go with Atlanta. I think Atlanta wins it. And I think the final score is 29-21. There is a method to my madness, so please don't laugh. In kindness, enjoy the show. Keep it up. Bye. Okay, so let's go to Josh in Kentucky. Hey, Josh.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, bud?
Oh, good. Just getting off work. Let's go with... I was going to say Atlanta, but I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go with the Eagles. And I'm going to go 28-20.
Ooh, 28-20. All right, I like that. Okay, this is a tough one. It is. It's kind of tough because, you know, it could flip the other way. I like Ryan, but I'm with you. I'm all about Philly in this game, whether it's a touchdown and or more, or whether it's a couple of points. Good luck, Josh.
Thank you very much.
All right, have a good one. All right, I'm getting prodded to plug my book because I'm not good at this stuff, but I will plug it. It's called Level the Playing Field. Somebody asked about it earlier and wrote something in one of the emails. It's called Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS, or really fun sports facts. You know, basically a lot of the stuff that I've mixed in here when we've talked about sports, that's on the cocktail napkins, you know, whether you're talking about baseball, golf, horse racing, or sport, any sports across the board. It's those niggly little things that bug you that you don't know. But it's not a boring stats book. People keep asking me, is it a boring stats? They don't say boring, but is it a stats book? No, it's not a stats book. That's when you get the ESPN Almanac. And it has all the facts of whatever, and it's got a zillion pages in it. No, 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 no. I'm not writing an almanac. It's not that. It's 170-some pages, but it's easy read. You can just even read chapter by chapter. So there, I did my due diligence so everybody will get off my back. And you can get it on Amazon.com or through other means. 800-2, basically anywhere books are sold. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Dial those digits. Guess on this game. Wake up. Your chance to win some prizes. Eagles and Atlanta. That's the game that was chosen. Jay in Kentucky. Hello.
Eagles, 34-17.
Let me make sure. 34-17. Ooh, oh, that's a good one. 34-17 Eagles. Smart man. You're on the right side of the ball, I think, on this.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
If Kate Delaney was president, what would you do for a jobs bill?
Definitely not what we have going on right now. I tell you what I would do. I said this earlier, and I'm getting some flack from this from a lot of different people, but now that I've talked to enough people in enough small businesses, and I've run a small business myself.
Yeah, too.
Yes, you know, brother. You know what's happening with small businesses? You have to contract out a lot of times. You can't have employees now with the way things are.
Right.
You can't. But the people want the job, so you're trying to help your friends out or people you think are good or whatever. It's the taxes. You just can't get smothered by the taxes, especially in the bigger companies. If you're talking about 35% versus 25%, they got to eliminate some of the regulation. The red tape is ridiculous.
Exactly. But I'll tell you what, if they eliminated corporate tax, you know how many corporations overseas would come to this country, there'd be more jobs than people to fill them.
I agree, and people keep trying to argue with me on that, and I've looked at that number. I've talked, not even, I did some research on it, and I looked at a couple of different, I'm going to start to have some of these guys on the air that I've talked to off the air, and I've talked to these head of these companies, Jay, and that's exactly what they say. They're not just blowing smoke out there. They will bring the jobs back, and then there'd be plenty of jobs for everybody, and you wouldn't have to just be a computer person.
It'd be a capitalist society at its best.
Yep.
I'd be another. I'll talk to you next week. I'll give you a call. We'll discuss that a little farther.
All right, do that, Jay. You're locked and loaded. Thanks. 800-259-5791. Thanks. 800-259-5791. If you want to throw out a guess, please do. We've got just a few minutes left before we hit the top of the hour, the witching hour, which means then you can't send in a guest and you can't call us. You still have time, though, at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Just click on the email. Sometimes people go there and they say, what are you talking about? It's just a website. Click on the email. Send me an email that way. It's very easy. There's nothing secretive about it. Very, very easy. Here's one from Haley McConnell. Haley says, I don't know much about this picking thing, but I'm liking kind of the conversation here. That's interesting. So I decided to send an email. Here's my guess. I'm going with the team you're going with, Kate, the Philly team, whoever they are, and I think the final score is going to be 42-17. Yep, I like that, whoever they are. That's like my dad. He's like the business guy, you know, like just like Jay in Kentucky has his own business, but he's just not a sports guy. And whenever there's breaking news and he thinks he's helping me, he'll call me just for fun. You know, we'll talk about business stuff and we'll talk about crazy economy and politics and whatever. And every once in a while he'll throw in some reference to a sporting event or sports, and he just gets it backwards. He wants to tell me something about the Eagles, but it's really about the Phillies because he barely can differentiate between the teams. It's crazy. But you know what? That's sometimes how you win. So I said it and I mean it. It's just a guessing game. Don't let anyone beat their chest and tell you how great they are at picking. And maybe they are. Maybe they analyze it to death and run numbers and all that stuff. But a lot of times the same people that do that are the people who are not winning weekly when they're picking these numbers that way. Sometimes it's just pure luck because you're throwing down a number and that number hits. Anything can happen on any given Sunday. We saw that coming out of the gate in week one. So spread the word. Nail the score on Friday morning, third hour across America. Good luck to everyone who played. Anybody who just got in under the wire through the email, don't worry. I'll duly note that so you will be part of the action. Good luck, everybody.